Hey, welcome to What's Brewing. I am your host, Disha, and I'm really happy to be able to celebrate one successful month of What's Brewing with almost 500 plays. So thank you so much for taking the time out and giving the episodes a listen. It really means a lot to me. For this episode, I have my friend Sabha Soghi with me. She has done her undergraduate in media and communication, and she's all into advertising right now. In the past 3 years with Sabha, I've had some amazing conversations with her about life, career, and everything else you can think of. Our 3 years in Manipal has been all about experimenting and making mistakes in the process and learning from it. I'm sure you can relate to it. So grab a cup of tea with you, because you're going to have a good time listening to two friends talking about their life experiences. And yeah, I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for tuning in. Hi, Sabha. I'm not going to welcome you to What's Brewing, because since the day I got the idea of starting this podcast, you have been part of it, starting from deciding the name. So yeah, I am so glad that we are finally doing this and we are finally being able to do this. So yeah, thank you for being here.
Thank you. And it's definitely my pleasure to feature on your podcast also. Feel like a celebrity. Oh my god, like I've lost count of like how many times we've tried recording our podcast. I think it's the 58th time, or perhaps exceeded more than that. And it's incredible how you consistently manage to maintain that optimism. And it's not like deluded optimism, it's like realistic optimism. Like, how do you do that, man?
Honestly, it's firstly because there are people who want to listen to it. I really hope there are people who want to listen to it.
100%.
And apart from that, actually, a couple of days back, I did think about it, that every episode that I record goes smoothly as I plan it to be. There are a lot of internet problems and everything, but I still somehow managed to do it. I think because I thought the 15-year-old me a couple of years back had a lot of things going on around her, which were not in her control. But I still managed to, you know, in the end of the day, get back on my studying and all that, finish my homework and work hard to get some good grades in my boards. So yeah, I was like, if my 15-year-old self can do it, then why not? Like my 21-year-old self, I should be better capable of doing this.
I like it. Yeah, awesome.
Let's just start off the entire episode soon before we lose the
control. Yep.
Let's start off by knowing, what did you do in the lockdown period?
Okay, great. So, well, obviously the theme of transitioning into the lockdown period was all about growth and figuring myself out. And I realized that I, in fact, do have ambition and I have the potential to lead. And, you know, that just needs nourishment and constant learning to solidify into like a proper foundation for my professional and also personal development. So in the process, I acquainted myself with many people who were kind enough to delve into their experiences that I could learn from. So one such person is my sister's friend, who I just got to know this lockdown period. Like he honestly hails from a myriad of experiences stemming from an expansive knowledge system in automobiles and business know-how. So anywho, he said that there are people who either work hard or work smart. Now, sure, I've heard several versions of this live your life your way mantra, you know. I mean, heck, I'm young and I'm acknowledging all sorts of advice right now. Surely enough, I'll know what to consider when the time comes. Maybe I'll even form my own quote unquote unique narrative. Who's to say? anywho, so this particularly stuck with me and will continue to. Also, I mean, it's important to keep in mind that neither discredits the other, right? It's just that one way works for certain kind of people. A prime example could be my older sister and I. All right, so she's a go-getter. She's hardworking. I've spoken to you about her like multiple times. I'm sure you know how I've also, compared you to her because of your similar work ethic. Yeah, so like she's super diligent. She's great at what she does. She's firm in her reasoning, right from what she's done to grow education-wise. Navigating through a career she's super adept at, to picking an incredible partner. She's got it all right, as in she did everything that, worked out for her eventually. Yeah, like she sets the bar really high, and that is to some extent what I also want to achieve out of my life. But I realized that while there is this standard I'm setting for myself, which is not black and white, there's always room for doubt. I reach that standard my way. I'm 21 going 22, and I'm going to discover what the way is. And I think we all will. You just need to have that drive, I guess.
That's really interesting, and it's so important to keep yourself engaged, man. Like, the days were not
Absolutely.
even passing by, no matter how much we wait for the vaccine and all that. So yeah,
Yeah.
it's good that you finally put that time into doing something. So what would be the three things that you learned in the lockdown period?
All right, I'm pretty sure things I've learned are far more than three things, but based on this really grounding conversation I had with someone recently, I realized how inseparable the bond you have with your family is, in that despite the differences that may occur due to, I don't know, like generational gaps or whatever differences that may incur, I think that it's just unconditional love, and again, as I said, despite the differences, we ought to do what we can to like mitigate them. And so also, yeah, what I learned is that learning has no end. It doesn't stop at just college. I continued learning on platforms like LinkedIn and Coursera and stuff like that when I want to keep myself engaged with some form of androgynous learning. I also talked to people who were stalwarts in their professions, so I got to learn a lot from their experiences, and did quite a bit of reading here and there based on the subjects in my internship and my fellowship, which I will also delve into later. Yeah, and on a similar note, I also spoke to someone who is heading strategy at this Bombay-based agency. So when I asked him about what some things are that I, as a young person entering the ad industry, actually entering a career path for the first time should look out for, like, what the metrics are to success and stuff. He gave me really solid advice on how it's really important to put a value to yourself and your time. Like, someone who's hired you could tell you that as an entry level person, you should be glad that you're receiving from the learning curve of that experience. But you know what? The thing is about learning that it's inevitable. You will learn. Like, should be the motivator, the facilitator of one's career. It cannot be the sole reason. Then I decided to just try my hand at like different stuff, like the guitar and gardening, as I must have mentioned earlier. Yeah, so all of that was a lot of fun, even though I realize I'm super bad at both of them. Yeah, but it's all right, as long as you're having fun, as long as you know that your mind isn't wandering into monotony and like idleness. That's okay.
Yeah, that's so important to
Yeah,
try your hands on
yeah,
different things.
yeah. Plus, I love music and gardening and playing the guitar. required, you know, music throughout. So yeah.
Yeah,
I guess that's
that's really interesting.
yeah.
So honestly, like going there to the garden and planting small saplings and then going the next
Yeah.
day to see what happened and waiting for those tomatoes or pumpkins to grow was
Yeah.
very hopeful, was an
I
interesting
know.
process for me. You know, that taught me to never lose hope and, you know, to try something new and, you know, keep going. So yeah, I
Yeah,
think that would
going.
be a
Yeah.
great, yeah, learning experience for me in the lockdown.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So moving on, you said you have done internships and fellowships in the vacation, in the, I'm sorry, the lockdown. So
Vacation of sorts, yeah.
so yeah, how was your experience in the ad agency? Like you tried your hands
Okay.
in that, I guess.
Yeah, so the internship experience was at this digital ad agency called Dentsu Web Chutney. They're incredible at what they do. And all right, so what I really loved about this internship was the format through the format by which they, you know, communicated the syllabus. So like they delved into different modules ranging from ideation processes and well, like a lot of ideas. Honestly, I'd have to like dedicate an entire podcast session to this experience. But yeah, about 50 of us from 600 were picked nationally. We got to connect with some really, really cool people. The internship by itself was really unique because it focused on like a learning first approach. So yeah, as I said, various modules were explored within like different avenues of an ad agency, you know. Yeah, while existing in stratification, you know. Yeah, and I got the opportunity to think about a lot of different ideas and concepts. I think one of my favorites has to be how originality is a myth. Like it was literally called that. Like it's true, right? Nothing is original. Every idea is inspired by something else, like a chain link of ideas and leading consequences. And that's what forms a new idea, per se. Yeah. So,
Absolutely.
yeah. Anywho, I'm not gonna like continue rambling about this, but yeah, the fellowship experience was at Weber Shandwick. And honestly, like I just had an incredible time learning a lot from this fellowship also. So yeah, it was basically a global network of media enthusiasts who hail from media or related fields. And we deeply delved into media studies and topics that were pertinent to COVID-related consequences. Like, oh yeah, like I think this one has to be one of my favorite ones. How do you treat information? You know, how does it dissolve into dis or misinformation, contributing to an infodemic? You know, therefore making a volatile environment for people consuming that information. And we see that happening ubiquitously in the media, you know, as we're aware, in news channels, yeah. And you know, it further contributes to like the widening of other rabbit holes. let's not even get there, but yeah, I just have to say I'm super, super fortunate and grateful to have had an opportunity to learn so much and not revel in despair. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those did sound really heavy in terms of both the internship and fellowship. And it's really nice how you decided to put your time, invest your time in all this, even while the pandemic was going on and a lot was happening on social media every now and then. So I
Yeah.
think I would like to talk about how to keep yourself positive. Or how to focus on the positive side of social media.
Okay.
Like, how do you manage?
Yeah.
have good conversations with people and engage on the positive side of social media, even when there was so much happening.
Yeah, I mean, I won't even like take so much time talking about the negatives of social media, because there are I mean, yeah, we're all quite aware of how sad it makes us. Like, it's just an expanse of monotony at one point, because it's the same kind of media. It's like bound to make you feel sad, because you're just consuming the same thing over and over again, you know. Let's focus on the positives for now, because so I connected with a lot of people of late, and those connections, you know, bud into really great friendships, and I got to learn a lot from those friendships. I had some incredible conversations because of those friendships. And again, as I mentioned, how I started establishing like a network on LinkedIn, and I will continue to do so. Like, LinkedIn is entirely like a different social media platform, meant for professional purposes, of course. So the intent of getting on that social platform is different too. Yeah, but what I really liked about it was that when I approached people, you know, they were like kind enough to reciprocate. As in, I just think that you need to have like the right structured message while you know, socializing with people on there. Yeah, and also it's great to keep yourself engaged with the kind of content that LinkedIn produces and propagates. Yeah, so yeah, big positive on LinkedIn and sites alike. Yeah.
I think LinkedIn is going to sponsor this video. They better should after you
Yeah,
talking so.
absolutely. Yeah.
But there's one thing that I noticed
Yeah.
is that you have been very much organized than what you were
Oh
before,
my goodness.
and
No.
your interest towards and more towards career, or not career, they're more focused,
Professional
I would
develop.
say.
And that's very newfound. I think I owe most of that to my niece's birth. I think that, yeah, I think that was kind of a revelatory moment, you know. It sort of makes you realize, you know, that when there is life around you, when you see like a young person, you know, just in that really, like, she's so young, and I just want to ensure that, you know, I can be someone that,
Up to.
it's, I think, you know, this Gen Z wanting to make an impact thing transcends beyond just wanting to make an impact. You also, like, you know, want to make sure that the virtues that you sustain for yourself are not just good enough for you, but also for someone else, you know, as you said, who would look up to you. So yeah, I think that was like a really, really big motivator into why I wanted to like straighten myself up. And I was just like, listen, yeah. And like, really no right time, you know, no quote unquote right time to figure what you want to do. You just, I guess, you have the drive, and then it just like, you know, shoots off from there. Yeah.
That's what it has been for us in
Yeah,
Manipal. Like the past
absolutely.
3 years
Yeah.
have been all about
All about
making
that.
mistakes. And
Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Yeah.
I mean, I remember every time we just call up each other for a chai conversation,
Yeah.
we just know that it's going to be
Yeah.
something that we learned. Like
Yeah.
something happened and we learned something from it. And either Sabha wants to share that with Disha, or Disha wants to share that with Sabha. That's how every
Yeah.
conversation has been. So, what would that mistake be, or what would an experience be that you had in Nepal that you would want to talk about right now? Like one
Yeah.
eye-opening experience.
Okay. So I'm definitely sure that, you know, in the 3 years that we've known each other, you know that I wasn't like the most focused person out there, and my attention wasn't aligned with my current goals and, you know, quote unquote ambitions. And along the way, I made mistakes. Probably wouldn't have made them present day and age. However, if we do make mistakes, I think that we ought to reap some sort of learning from them, in that we realize accountability and not make it part of our identity, you know. So I guess I was just where I was supposed to be, doing what I was supposed to be doing. And I think that eventually, inevitably, everyone just realizes that, you know, what they're doing isn't right for them. And I think then we just realign and shift our focus toward things that we think are healthy for us. So, yeah, I mean, keep making mistakes, but just make sure that, you know, you also learn from them. So, yeah, I guess that's all I'd had to say. You know, keep making mistakes. Of course, not with the intent of making the mistake. You know, you of course want to try your luck at doing whatever it is you're doing to achieve whatever it is you want to achieve. But yeah, I think the most important part is acknowledging, as you mentioned before, acknowledging your emotions when after you've made the mistake, and also realizing that, hey, I messed up and it's about time to fix this.
That's so true. It's really important to learn something out of your mistakes. And if you do, then that learning is going to be even more effective than what you would have been told earlier, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm really glad that some things happened in my life the way they happened so that I could garner that kind of self-awareness at this point. You know, and so I realized, okay, cool. So based on these observations, based on those mistakes, I am not to repeat them again.
Same goes for me. Like so many things have gone wrong, and a lot of times I have made the mistakes, but it's okay. Like now I know what I shouldn't be doing and what I should be doing, so that's important.
Hey, but I'm really, really proud of how we turned out, of how yeah, it's awesome, honestly. Like, I'm really proud of you. I'm proud of what you're doing. And yep, I'm just like hoping only happiness and the best for you, whatever you value as success.
Thank you so much, Saba, and thank you so much for being on the podcast this time and having such a great conversation with me.
Oh my God, as always, talking to you is always a pleasure.
Same here, Saba. Thank you so much.
Thank you.